Blog Talk Radio.
We definitely want to welcome you today here at the LP Zone, the Loss Prevention Zone, where it's all about loss prevention and retail security. We're talking about those people who protect assets in the big box stores, the specialty stores, the shopping malls across our country, as well as protecting people more and more. Loss prevention and retail security agents are finding themselves out protecting people almost as much as they are protecting property. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International and Armor College, and we're glad to have you aboard with us today on this special edition of the LP Zone, where we're talking about sex assaults and pervs with cameras. We're just really seeing way too much of this, and unfortunately, it's putting the LP agents and retail mall and shopping security out there on the front line dealing with situations and crimes in progress that, to be frank with you, they're not equipped to take, any type of enforcement action. They're not trained to be out there, but they're finding themselves having to be that first responder. That's what today's show is about, and we're going to be talking about some of the facts that we've seen in the last year or so. We're going to be also talking about the bathroom bill. That's something that has been argued in states like Alabama, Tennessee, Texas, and in North Carolina, where we're based out of. We're broadcasting today essentially to get the message out that there's something happening that the retailers definitely don't want you to know about, but we want to make sure that we bring the LP agents and the mall security officers to the forefront and recognize them for becoming those first responders to these sexual assault crimes and people taking photographs of places that you're just not supposed to be, and really being out there in the middle trying to take the right and best action until law enforcement can come on scene. So that's what our show is about today, and we're glad that you have joined us. In April of this year, 2017, a woman at a Target store in Kansas City said that she actually caught a man who was taking pictures of her at the Target dressing room. The mom, who really was out doing some shopping, trying on some swimsuits, just all of a sudden became a victim. The woman didn't want to identify herself in the media, but she said that it happened at the Target store. She said that her and her son and her husband, all of them, were out shopping at the store. They were looking for swimsuits. She had made her way back into the dressing room area and put one of the suits on when all of a sudden she saw a hand reach under the door. She said she actually saw a cell phone, underneath the door and heard the click and saw a flash. Quickly went through her mind that this was someone taking a picture. She said that it happened so fast it was just a reflex to scream, which she did. She screamed for help. She got dressed real fast and then she ran out looking for him. She said although she couldn't spot him in the crowd, Her husband took off looking for him in the parking lot, and they called police. There was no suspect in the area, but she wanted folks to know that this was happening. And happening indeed it is. It's happening much, much, much more than you could ever believe. Police have arrested a suspect in McDowell County, Georgia, who they say was wanted for sexually assaulting a person at the Walmart there. Police said the man assaulted the victim at the Walmart. He was charged. He was caught and arrested. But again, this is not something new. This is not something that just happens occasionally. It happens all of the time. In fact, just about a month and a half or so ago in Henrico, Virginia, which is a part of the Richmond area, police there said a sexual assault occurred at 8:45 p.m. on a Saturday night. That occurred also at a Walmart store where a man sexually molested, groped a woman. Police said that the woman was just out doing some shopping at our local Walmart when the man came up from behind her and began groping her, saying some sexual things. Police said that the woman tried to escape, eventually getting some attention of other shoppers, and the man took off but was later arrested. Now, here's the thing that I really want everyone to know. There's several things. First of all, sexual crimes in retail stores and shopping malls is not something new, but it is something that's on the increase, which that in itself is kind of surprising, to be honest with you, because many big box stores have kind of been losing some of the steam. They're losing some of their shoppers to online stores. Some of the big, huge malls that was growing and building across our country, the same thing. You walk into some of the malls these days and stores are half empty, stores are closing, and now all that you have are teenagers loitering throughout the mall, gangs meeting there, and other predators, criminals. And maybe that's what happens, you know, when these buildings begin to shut down or they begin to have less traffic. Other forms of activity happen. I'm not sure. It's been a long time since I worked LP and retail security, although I did. I can remember back in the 70s and 80s, even the early 90s when I was in LP, that there were occasional sexual assaults. Somebody would grab someone by the butt. Someone might say something out of the way in a sexual manner. But it wasn't as regular as it seems to be these days. We had a few cases now, I'll be honest with you, where people had sex, you know, in the bathroom. People had sex in the dressing room. But it wasn't sexual assaults. It wasn't sexual exposures per se, as these things are happening now on a regular basis. Why all of a sudden are these things coming to light? Why are all these things happening at the big box store and the shopping mall? I'm not sure. I really am not. We did a lot of research. I did a lot of research. My office did research before we when we began thinking about this topic to prepare for this show. We did research for the last 5 years. We looked at the numbers of sexual assault, of exposures, of attempted kidnapping of children, of people with cameras in the bathrooms and the dressing rooms. And every year for the last 5 years, we've seen the numbers increase. Literally every year, by substantial percentage. We're not talking 1 or 3 or 5 or 7%. We're talking 10, 15, 20% increase for the last 5 years predatory sexual actions happening here within the big box stores and the malls. It really is alarming, maybe not as surprising as it should be, but we find that across the country, there are certain stores that are seeing more and more activity of this type, and I'm not sure if they're being targeted and selected for any one reason, but they are. And here's another case. A man was arrested for sex assault that happened again at a Walmart store. And we're not picking on Walmart. It just so happens that they're the largest retailer. Obviously, they're going to have the most stores. But an Erie man was arrested for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl earlier this year. He's been charged with statutory sexual assault and corruption of minors. Police say that Jeremy Hughes, in this case, sexually assaulted a girl that he had met at a Walmart and took her to her house. We don't know if she was taken against her will. We don't know if he promised her something, but we know that he met there at the Walmart and sexually assaulted the 14-year-old girl later that day at his house. These places where you're supposed to go to shop, where you're supposed to go and feel somewhat secure, because after all, they have cameras every place, every big box store, every boutique, every specialty store, every pharmacy, every shopping mall. There's cameras galore. Shopping malls have security, albeit minimal, walking the property, cameras throughout the mall. You have law enforcement oftentimes that do patrol these locations, and you have somewhat of a feeling of security. And that's, unfortunately, it just is not really secure. We're seeing every single day the crimes that we're talking about today are on the rise. We talked about the different types of sexual assaults and different types of sex crimes in these stores. But there may or may not be some specific reasons why we're seeing them increase. Four different types of crimes that we're seeing substantially increase over the last 5 years. Sexual assault, that includes groping, touching without permission, touching a person in a sexual manner. Sexual exposures, men and even women exposing their sexual parts there at the store, in the mall, in the parking lot. Children being taken advantage of in the stores, in the restrooms, at the mall. And obviously, when you're in the bathroom, when you're in the dressing room, you expect privacy. Those places should be off limits. But we're seeing a rise in people using cameras, namely cell phones, and some other very miniature type cameras, which are readily available online on the internet, as well as your spy shops. We're seeing them being used to spy on people using the bathroom. How disgusting is that? Using the cameras to take pictures of people trying on clothes in the dressing rooms where they think they're somewhat protected, somewhat private, but they're not. We're going to talk after this break about how the change in some laws may have actually been fueling these crimes, and why it's so important that as citizens we should speak out against this, and we should tell our legislators that we need the privacy, and that, you know, the certain minority shouldn't get all of the laws changed in their favor. We really need to band together. Sexual assault, groping, sexual exposure, children being taken advantage of at the store and the mall. cameras being stuck up under the dressing room doors and the bathroom stalls. Pretty disgusting, if you ask me. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about these things, and we're going to talk about who's responding to these calls. Who is protecting us when we're out at these type of shopping facilities? Who is on the front line long before law enforcement? And what type of training are they getting to deal with it? What are they doing to protect us further, more than we are? And a whole lot more when we come back from this break.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, 1 in 6 children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because 1 in 6 children in poverty is 1 too many.
Silver medalist Rebecca Giddens with the word on what's cool.
I think that winning the silver medal in the Olympics for whitewater kayaking is pretty cool.
Rebecca attacked the whole course. She must be thrilled with that performance.
You know what else I think is cool? Your friends and family watching you on TV as you win an Olympic silver medal in athletics.
Rebecca sure made her family proud today.
But what I think is really cool is being in command of your boat. And that means always wearing a life jacket while canoeing or kayaking. It's a no-brainer. Life jackets save lives. Now that's cool. Oh, and while we're on the subject of what isn't cool, never boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. That's just plain stupid. So be cool. Pick out a life jacket that suits your style and wear it. Seriously, boating responsibly is cool and simple. All you gotta do is wear your life jacket. Just remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message has been brought to you by the United States Coast Guard and the American Canoe Association.
Hey, welcome back to the LP Zone, where it's all about retail, loss prevention, and uniform security. Today, our topic, we're talking about sex crimes in retail environments and those agents and officers who have to respond to these type of crimes on the property with little or no training, and how it's really kind of affecting them and taking away from their primary roles, but also the increases that we're seeing across the nation. But while we're talking about what's happening in loss prevention news, let's talk about what's happened recently in Fulton County, Georgia, which is the Atlanta metro area. Police there reported just yesterday a triple shooting occurred at a Walmart that left one man dead. Police responded to a Research Center Drive there to the store on a report of gunshots and found 3 black males had been shot and that one did die from the shooting at the Grady Memorial Hospital. Now, police in Fulton County say they don't know who did it. They are investigating. They haven't released the name of the suspect. They haven't released any motive. But this is something that is, very tragic, but is happening now all too frequently. In Newark, New Jersey, a couple there was arrested for shoplifting at the Wilmington Home Depot and also at the Wilmington Home Depot in Wilmington. Quentin White and Kenesha Wiggins, both taken into custody after law enforcement responded to a Home Depot in Suburban Plaza where shoplifting was in progress. LP there said that they recognized the man and woman who had recently been arrested at other Home Depots, and they were in the store shoplifting as well. Police did take them into custody after they attempted to steal an air conditioner worth $279. In Louisville, Kentucky, police there said a woman who was caught shoplifting $4,000 worth of merchandise from Macy's at the Oxmoor Center Mall, Leosha Morris, admitted to law enforcement there that shoplifting is my job, is what she told police. She had no qualms saying that. She said, that's what I do. This is what I'm good at, and I'm out there doing it every day. Obviously, she's not that good at her at the job because she's been caught numerous times for the same thing. Greenville, North Carolina, police there said that a civilian Sunday afternoon helped a North Carolina state trooper take down a shoplifter who was running away from the state trooper. The suspect had been involved in the shoplifting at the Rack Room Shoes at the Greenville Mall. Matt Gushk was in a vehicle riding down the road when he saw all of a sudden a man being chased by a state trooper. He said he had no idea of what really was happening other than he saw police chasing the suspect, and he jumped out of the car, began to chase after the suspect there, and eventually helped take the man down into custody. In Eureka, Missouri, a security officer at the Six Flags there was assaulted and injured by a man who had shoplifted at one of the stores there at the amusement park. Police say that a 31-year-old St. Louis man was taken into custody and faces a number of charges. Tennessee now has a brand new organized retail crime. On July 1, the law went into effect that will help to crack down on organized retail crime. The law modernizes the definition there of theft to include evading or disabling alarm systems or even store surveillance cameras. It begins setting a fine of $300 for a conviction and allows authorities to charge repeat offenders with felonies after five offenses within a two-year time frame. Back over in North Carolina, a woman there who challenged a police officer at a Walmart to an arm wrestle actually wound up in jail on a number of charges. Police said that Maureen Bridges, 36, approached a police officer patrolling Walmart and dared the officer to arm wrestle her. The officer became suspicious and declined the offer, but noticed that the woman seemed to be impaired and began to investigate. The woman, who lives also in Statesville, North Carolina, was found to be in possession of meth and other drug paraphernalia, and she was arrested at the store and taken into custody on several charges. So that didn't work out too well for her. I guess that proves that you really shouldn't challenge law enforcement. A Florida man claims that he was not compensated for his security duties there at a Home Depot. Gary Kearney has filed a lawsuit in Louisiana saying that he worked at a Home Depot in security but wasn't paid for a number of hours, and police his attorney said that Walmart refused to answer the claim, and therefore they filed a lawsuit. In Gaithersburg, Maryland, security monitoring a liquor control facility for the county with cameras, the security officer spotted two suspects breaking into the facility. The security officer was able to notify law enforcement, who responded and arrested two people who was breaking into the liquor control facility there, and they have taken them into custody. Two men in Allegheny, Maryland, was charged with robbery after strong arm robbery of shoppers at the Country Club Mall there. And in Daytona, police shut down the entire mall at the Volusia Mall to arrest three women who were wanted for shoplifting spree across Daytona Beach stores, and they were last seen in the mall. So police surrounded the mall along with mall security. They finally went searching for the three women who had stolen more than $10,000 worth of property, and they did. They did get their women, they did capture them after quite a search. A lot of news happening in the LP world. If you're not aware of it, stay on top of it by going to our website at privateofficer.com and sign up for our free breaking news alerts and weekly newsletters as well. We mentioned in the beginning of our program about some laws that may be helping some people in their sexual crimes in some of the stores. It's no secret that the Target department store made itself infamous for announcing earlier that it will allow transgender people to choose whatever bathroom that they want to use. It doesn't matter. They can choose to use it at any given time. It doesn't matter if they're a man using the women's or the women using the men's. And that may be a reason why they're having more sexual assaults in their stores. I'm just saying, I don't know for a fact, but that could possibly be an indicator. The bathroom bill, as they called it in North Carolina, allowing transgender and anyone who felt that they needed to use a bathroom opposite of their own sex could use it. It passed, and then it was repealed, and now anybody can use the bathroom in North Carolina. If you want to sit in there on the toilet in the stall and wait as a predator, wait for a child to come in, you can do that. If you want to wait to, the law also allows you to use whatever changing room or dressing room that you want to, and it's just really disgusting how people are using that law, those laws, to become predators and to victimize other customers unknowingly. It's unfortunate. It really, really is unfortunate that our society, some parts of our society, just don't look beyond, that they don't look beyond the language of the law or the intent of the law. They don't look at people as bad. They only want to see the lollipop world. They only want to see the world that's goody-two-shoe. Everything is all love, and there's no hate, and there's no crime, no predators, and that's not reality. That's why certain law enforcement officials are booed. That's why even Trump himself, the president, is often booed by certain members of our society for wanting to eliminate illegal folks in our country. We have to get back on the bandwagon and all of us support the right thing. It doesn't matter about what a certain minority wants. We can be inclusive, but we should also be protecting, be looking out for our own, for our children, for our neighbors, for our community. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I could go on for hours and probably even days. We're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's happening on the front line of our retailers, our shopping malls, all of the sexual assaults, predatory incidents happening, people using cameras to videotape and take pictures of children and women in the store, in the bathrooms, in the fitting rooms, sex assaults, sexual exposures, sexual incidents with children, and cameras, voyeurism in our retailers are on the rise, and we need to be aware of it. We need to be training for it. We need to get the message out And without doing that, it's only going to increase. We can help to decrease it, or we can do nothing and make believe it doesn't really exist in our little fantasy world and make it, increase. Because when you don't acknowledge something, usually it grows. We'll be right back after these messages.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today. HirePatriots.com.
The New York Post reported this January that at a Domino's Pizza, a couple waiting for their pizza to be made was having sex in the store in the middle of the front window. It started with oral sex and then went all the way, while customers and passerbys were watching. The couple arrested said they don't like boring sex and they like having sex in public. At a Walgreens store just outside of Philadelphia, police say that they were called to the store after a man and a woman was caught having oral sex in the store's pharmacy area. These are the kind of things that are happening, although they may be consensual. These are the type of sexual activities happening in our retail stores that, unfortunately, loss prevention and mall security, retail security, are the ones having to be called to respond to these type of situations. It takes away from their job as loss prevention agents. It takes away from their jobs protecting the shopping center, the mall. But these are part of the new era crimes, types of crimes that are happening in our stores. Recently, a report came out about Target. A 9-year-old became a victim of a man exposing himself as the boy walked into the bathroom of the Target store in Cedar Park. Also in Midwest Oklahoma, police there say a man stalked a woman at a Metro Target store and groped her while she tried to flee. He actually followed her and began to masturbate in front of her. Also in South Bend, Indiana, a man there began masturbating in front of a 16-year-old also at a Target store. Police made an arrest. Security, loss prevention, was actually the person who was able to go down and detain the suspect until police could get there. Halifax police say that they also had a case of a sexual assault this year. During April, Police were called to the store after a man groped another male shopper in the store. Security in that case also attempted to detain the sexual predator, the suspect, but to no avail, police did eventually catch up to him and make an arrest. Sex crimes are happening in our shopping areas, in our stores, in our malls, inside, outside, in the men's room, on the shopping floor, in the change room, the dressing room. Much of it is predatory, and much of it is against minors and juveniles. And these crimes are being dealt with every single day by loss prevention and retail security at the mall. I really wonder, although I shouldn't wonder because I already know the answer to the question, but are they getting any specialized training? Are those in power, those up at the top of the ladder, are they recognizing the number of sexual crimes happening at their stores? Just recently, I read an article how law enforcement is in big cities and small towns across the nation is just burdened down with calls to retailers, especially Walmart. They get a large volume of calls at Walmart's, obviously being the largest retailer, having thousands of stores. It's not too hard to understand why that would happen. But the story said, the news article said that stores of all sizes, all types, specialty, pharmacy, big box, you know, retailers of all type are calling law enforcement not only for the loss prevention side of it, not only for the shoplifter and the occasional dishonest employee, but now for domestic fights, for sexual crimes, predatory crimes, attempted kidnappings, exposures, all sorts of crimes. And it is the LP agent, it is the store security officer who many times is out there on the front line. He is the guy who is responding to them. And I really wonder if the stores are looking at these numbers, if they're providing any additional guidance, training, any type of insight as to how to respond to them, what to do, what not to do, when to call police, when to back off, when to investigate. You know, some of these things that are consensual, obviously you just want the people out of the store. If there's such an egregious act in front of other shoppers, you may want the police involved and you may want to get them arrested. But these other crimes where you have sexual assaults and groping and predatory crimes and exposures and trying to lure teens and children, these are crimes that you definitely need to get law enforcement involved. Not sometimes, not occasionally, but every single time it happens. It's not something you want to sweep under the rugs. It's not something that you want to try to avoid, ignore, not acknowledge. These are crimes that need to be acknowledged. They need to be reported. Yeah, you know, if it hits the media, it's going to affect some of your shoppers. It's going to maybe even slow down some of the traffic for a few days in the store, in the mall. But, I would rather do that than to face the consequences of having someone raped, kidnapped, sexually assaulted on my property, on my business. Big retailers may not think that way. Shopping mall conglomerates and management companies may not care about that risk. They're more afraid of the exposure in the news. They're more afraid of shoppers not wanting to shop there. But let me tell you, doing the right thing is the best all the time. Loss prevention and uniform security across the country, they're the ones who are getting the call. So we really need to look toward those companies, toward those shopping malls, to ensure that they're getting that additional training, that they're getting some additional, you know, on-the-job training, in the classroom training, advice and guidance as to what to do until law enforcement can get there. The other side of this coin that I want to bring up, unfortunately, is that sometimes the employees of these retailers themselves become the predator. They meet the teenagers at the store. They meet the kids at the store, and they entice them. They invite them out to parties. They offer them drugs, alcohol, and other items to entice and induce them to get involved in probably unwanted sexual activity. The employees in a number of stores this year in 2017 have been arrested. One case right here, police say that a Walmart in Arizona, the Walmart manager, was arrested for sexually assaulting minors who were employees working at the store. An unfortunate story coming out of, I believe it was Arizona, where the Walmart manager had manipulated a minor employee, and a minor in many states still is anyone under the age of 18. Some folks think it's 16, and that is the way that it is in some states, but in many states, it's actually still 18 before the person is considered an adult. So here the manager took advantage of the people that were working for him, under him, and literally enticed the children, you know, enticed those minor employees to engage in sex, and he was arrested. We're seeing, unfortunately, that the retailer, the big box store and the mall, are becoming hookups. They're becoming areas where children are being taken advantage of. We're seeing folks being attacked sexually, unwanted, their privacy taken away by peeping Toms, sticking cameras under the door. Another story right here happening in April 2017, police arrested a man who had gone from Target to Walmart to Kmart to Macy's in his metropolitan area looking for those women and even underage girls that he could take pictures of under their dress or under the door of the dressing room. He was eventually arrested in Tennessee for these crimes that he perpetrated throughout the region. When police finally served search warrants on him, on his home, they discovered thousands of files where he had taken pictures unknowingly, in many cases, in most cases, of these women in the fitting room, at the dressing room, and on the sales floor. He hid under the rounders, the racks, hid in different areas, and eventually was caught. I had read a couple of times in the last few years where men had actually hooked up mini cameras on their shoe and was able to have a trigger inside their pocket where they were able to snap the shutter. Very weird. One camera was inside of a sneaker and where the feet go, and he would stick it up under a woman's, you know, dress, walk by and stick it under there and snap away. Very sick person. And he's not the only person. I've read other people doing similar acts. Again, loss prevention in these stores are monitoring via tens and hundreds of cameras sometimes. They're seeing these things. They're calling police. They're responding. They're detaining some suspects. They're getting involved. This is taking them away from their primary duty, their primary goal, which is to stop theft. But they are the ones on the front line, and they're taking control. They are responding and doing their best to stop the predator, stop the suspect until law enforcement can get there. We see this really becoming one of the larger problems for retailers. But I'm not hearing a lot about it. I read a lot of different management magazines, police magazines, loss prevention magazines. I'm not reading or hearing a whole lot of scuttlebutt about this topic, which is why we're doing the show today about these situations in the retail environment that's being really protected, becoming under the umbrella of the duties and responsibilities of loss prevention and mall security, uniform security, but yet there's not a lot of additional training being done, not a lot of discussion being done. And if you work in loss prevention, if you work in the retail environment, then I would say to you, it's time for you to get that additional training, how to look for sexual predators, how to deal with certain types of incidents, what is a sexual crime, what elements have to be in place, when should you call police. My advice is to always call police and let them get involved. If no crime has occurred, they'll release the suspect. If there has been a crime, obviously they'll take actions there as well. But we really need to do more training, folks. It's all about training, awareness, preparation, making sure that we have the right information, that we know what we're looking for, and we know how to proceed when we either have spotted suspicious activity or it's been reported to us by one of our customers. We need to know what to do at that point. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the LP Zone. We're so glad that you have been with us today, and we look forward to being with you in a couple of days on the Private Officer Beat. Until then, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you back here on the radio.